brought to you by Penguin.
Blonde Roots by Bernardine Evaristo, read by Charlotte Beaumont and Ben Aragonade. Remembering the 10 to 12 million Africans taken to Europe and the Americas as slaves and their descendants, 1444 to 1888. All things are subject to interpretation. Whichever interpretation prevails at a given time is a function of power and not truth. Nietzsche. Book 1. O Lord, take me home. So while my boss Bwana and his family are out clinking rum and coke glasses and shaking their wobbly backsides at fancy parties down the road, I've been assigned duties in his office to sort through his ledgers. I used to hope that the celebration of Voodoo Mass would be the one day off in the year for us slaves. But oh no, it's business as usual. Outside the window, the palm trees which line the avenues are decorated with gold and silver streamers. They are tall, sleek, snooty, with the deportment of those who grow up balancing the precious milk of coconuts on their heads. And dangling from their glossy green fronds are flickering oil lamps sitting in red-painted cassava gourds. The cobblestone pavement has been swept smooth of yesterday's sandstorm, and the hawkers selling takeaways have been sent packing. Frogs and crickets provide a drunken nighttime chorus, while camel-drawn carriages deliver stoosh party guests to our neighbouring compounds. The men wear flamboyant caftans, and their glamorously fat women try to outdo each other with peacock print headscarves tied up into the most extravagant girly bows. All the houses are freshly whitewashed, with stained glass windows depicting the gods, Oshan, Shangira, Yemanja. Stone sphinxes guard porches, and stationed by doorways are torch lamps on tall marble plinths. Their flames are slippery blue fingers grasping out at the sticky nighttime air. From the upper rooms of the houses blast the hectic electronic beats of the young, and from downstairs comes the mellow music of the marimba. Amid the laughter and bantering of people who have every reason to celebrate this season of goodwill, because they are free men and free women in the heart of the most expensive piece of real estate in the known world, Mayfair. Chief Kaga Konata Katamba I is the Bwana in question. He made his fortune in the import-export game, the notorious transatlantic slave run, before settling down to life in polite society as an absentee sugar baron, part-time husband, freelance father, retired decent human being and, it goes without saying, sacked soul. My boss is also a full-time anti-abolitionist, publishing his pro-slavery rants in his mouthpiece, The Flame, a pamphlet distributed far and wide, as a freebie. In spite of myself, I'd just begun to flick through the latest god-awful issue, feeling my stomach constrict and my throat tighten, when a hand shoved a folded note through the open office window and vanished before I could see who it was attached to. I opened the note, read the magic words, and felt my head suddenly drowning. Waves crashed and thundered inside my skull. I let out the most almighty, silent howl. Then I passed out. How long for, I have no idea. Maybe a few minutes. But when I came to, I was slumped in my seat, my head dropped forwards, the note still in my hand. I read it again through a film of water. It was real, and it was true. I was being given the chance to escape. Oh, Lord. After so many years on the waiting list, the thing I most desired was in the palm of my hand. Yet it was all too quick. I sat there frozen. A thousand what-ifs ran through my mind. In returning my life to its rightful owner, me, I would also be putting my life at stake. If I wasn't careful or lucky, I'd end up at the local whipping post or chopping block. Then my survival instincts kicked in. My head cleared. I was back again. I ripped the note to shreds. I stood up and looked at the wooden mask of Bwana's face on the wall, and I gave it the right royal one-finger salute. The note told me that the Underground Railroad was operating again after service had been suspended owing to derailment. It was often the case when energy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?